0365.
They're gearing up for the big fight to challenge the constitutionality of this health care reform bill, saying Medicaid expansion is going to slam budgets to the ground across this great country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Glad you found us on the dial. Hope that you are tuned and locked into this sucker. Because we have some interesting things that we're going to talk about. A lot of it has to do with health care and the sprinkling of things in between, like We Can Count. And there's some funny stuff with We Can Count. We don't want it always to be where we bang you on the head with that frying pan and we keep on banging you on the head because, yeah, we get it all day long, don't we? Funny thing happened on the way to signing this bill. Obama was grinning from ear to ear, the president. He was, because this is something that he's wanted since he stepped foot in office and pushed heavily for it starting way back at the end of July of last year. Now it's finally happening, despite the few little hurdles that we'll have to climb in the Senate. It's a done deal. Now it's about the implementation and how much money is going to be spent and all that other sort of stuff, and actually dissecting how it affects all of us and some of the crazy things that you don't realize that are part of the 2,700 pages. Like I said, there are a few little things that will happen in the Senate, some tweaking, 10 billion amendments and whatever. But it is essentially now here for sure. We've got it. It's here. Unless something happens in the courts with the constitutionality issue. So here's the thing. Big day, absolutely, for the president. He signs the sucker, gets in front of the microphones, can't wait to talk, and Joe Biden makes sure, the VP, that he kind of threw in his two cents. But unfortunately, he couldn't help himself, but he dropped the F-bomb. Listen to what he said. Ooh, can we hear that again? Yeah, Joe Biden, you just never know where he's going to stick his foot in his mouth, and particularly there. I mean, he's just saying it's a great, you know, where that fits in. But it's not a great day. It's a sad day. It's a sad day because of what's going to happen to small companies and because of what's going to ultimately happen to premiums. So many of you called the show and say, hey, you know, my premium, sure, I'd like it to be a little bit lower, but I don't want it to be sky high like the people in California, the handful of people that were slammed by Anthem Blue Cross. And will the rates go up? Of course they will, because they'll try to meet the demand and they'll jack up ultimately the premiums. And boy, God help us. I got my fingers crossed, because almost anyone among us, even if you're making decent money and you're part of the so-called middle class, can you afford a 39% increase in your health care? And the answer is, for everyone, I'm sure, pretty much no. Pretty much we can't do it. So you can always send me an email, americatonight.net. Check out americatonight.net anyway, our website. I posted a couple of funny things about what's been happening healthcare related, including under Blunder of the Day. I'm going to say that there are a couple of good things that are happening with the new TSA nominee, and there are a couple of things that I don't like. I'm going to give the former military man who is now Obama's nominee to head up the TSA, which couldn't be more important based on some of the things that have recently happened. But this retired Major General Robert Harding was on the Hill, and he was talking about his vision, I guess, of what would happen with the agency under his direction. And one of the things that he said is he would like to base the model that we have in the United States a little bit closer to what they're doing in Israel and do more behavior detection. This way you might be able to get the people who might have some kind of a bomb before they hit any of the gates or any of that kind of stuff or anywhere near ultimately getting on the planes, like Abdullah Muttalib, who tried to blow up the plane in Detroit last Christmas with a bomb that was sitting in his underwear. But that wasn't a flight that originated in the United States. You have to remember it started back in Nigeria, went through Amsterdam, then ultimately on to Detroit. So there's a little bit of a difference there. On the other hand, the one thing that he's really also cranking up is the fact, and he's talking about getting these officers, like 2,000 or so of them, and I think it's good. They'll get the experience. I think it's, I say this all the time, get the retired detectives who are great at their job. They'd be perfect at this. But the other thing that he's pushing is the detectors, the body scanners that cost a fortune, number one, and will line the pockets of the former Homeland Security Director, for just to name a few, Michael Chertoff. So you wonder why he was pushing that, huh? So the body scanners will cost a fortune, and to what end? Privacy issues. I like the idea of the behavior directive. I think that's good, to look for people, to engage them more, that kind of thing, but not so crazy about, one, the price tag for the body scanners, and ultimately, can you prove that this will stop anything from happening? And then you're going to have a slew of lawsuits. You're going to have problems with kids. You're going to have problems with people, different religious groups, in going through the scanner. So it's going to be tough anyway. I think they'll have to be a little bit more flexible in that department if that's the route he's going to go. But he doesn't have the gig yet. He has to go through the hoops. I'm just saying, the one thing I like is the idea that we're now finally looking at Israel. How long did it take for that to happen? It was right in front of our faces. And, in fact, many Israeli security folks come over to the United States and inform our people in different organizations of things that they can do, like even how to set up MASH units in a critical emergency situation, because they're so good at it, because guess what? They've had to do it. Yeah. In the meantime, also in Washington, besides the popping of champagne and the excitement, at least for the Obama administration, over health care, there's been something else that's been going on, and it's the battle between the Prez and the Israeli prime minister. They met in a couple of meetings at the White House, closed-door meetings, talking about this dispute over settlement construction. What's happened is there's no way Netanyahu is backing down. He is definitely going to go forward with new apartments in East Jerusalem, building them. And that is a big-time, largely Arab section of the Holy City. So the Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as the capital of what they call a future state, and they've delayed new peace talks because they say the Israelis are on a land grab mission. So this is definitely a standoff. Obama and Netanyahu, for a couple of hours, discussing this, and the meeting was initially scheduled for much less than that. So was this a good thing, a bad thing? There was really no indication other than they were having these talks over Jerusalem, and Netanyahu's not being bullied by the United States. They're continuing to build the apartments. And the plan also calls for developing an area across from the old city wall for tourism and commerce, and also another group of additional apartments. So we'll see if anything breaks out there, but I have a feeling that there's going to be big problems in Jerusalem. Hang with us, because we have some interesting guests coming up to talk about healthcare.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow. Opinionated. We love having this guy on the show, Andrew Clavin, who was hailed once, it says so in the back of a book that I read of his called The Long Way Home, as the most original novelist of crime and suspense since Cornell Woolrich. He is the recipient of a whole bunch of awards, but the thing that we love about him, he's so bloody opinionated. And speaking of the book that I read of his a couple of weeks ago, The Long Way Home, it was just optioned by Hollywood to be made into a movie. So, Andrew, before we dive into healthcare and your thoughts on that, congratulations.
Appreciate it. It's very exciting, and I hope they'll bring it to the screen somewhat like it is in the book.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? This would be a good thing to tell the listeners, just because I think it's a fascinating process. It's so exciting for you as the writer. It gets optioned. But then what's the process in Hollywood? Once somebody taps you on the shoulder and they say, hey, we want this, Andrew, how long does it take before it might hit the screen? A lot of things happen, right?
A lot of things happen. It took, with Don't Say a Word, which was a Michael Douglas film, it took literally 10 years. Douglas signed on, and then it all kind of went into development hell, and he left. And then at the end of 10 years, he came back and said, okay, I'll do it. And so that got the picture made. Other things have happened very quickly. The key thing is unless you're hired to write the screenplay, which I won't be in this case, you really have no say over what happens. So it could, you know, this is a suspense novel for young adults. It's about a young kid who, you know, goes to bed one night and wakes up in the clutches of Islamo-fascist terrorists. Once they're done with it, it could be a musical. I have no idea what they'll do with it. So you only hope that they'll kind of stick to the spirit of the book and get some of that onto the screen.
Well, good for you. I think it's terrific. One thing I don't think is terrific, though, is what's going on now in light of healthcare reform, this bill, really health insurance reform.
Yeah.
The president signs it. We got to wait for the little, the little stroll through the Senate on the reconciliation process, but it's a done deal. Just initially, your thoughts.
Well, I think it's a very, I'm very unhappy about it. There were so many things, so many simple things that could have been done to make it easier for the uninsured to get insurance. But the, you know, Newt Gingrich once said that the Democrats wake up in the morning and they know the answer is government. They just don't know what the question is yet. They always solve everything by accruing more power to a smaller number of elites who live high on the hog. I mean, it's gotten to the point where government workers now make more money than the rest of us. And it's our money that we create. You know, it's our wealth that we create and they take. And I lived for England in 7 years under government health care. It was like living 100 years in the past when it came to doctors. It never works. We've seen Canadians come over here for health care. So I just think it's a very, very bad thing, an anti-American, anti-constitutional, altogether a bad deal.
Yeah, and as you said, there was an easier way. There have been a lot of people that have proposed other ideas about getting people insurance, but I think this was a lot of this had to do with ego. Do you?
Of course, it has to do with narcissism. I mean, first of all, we've got a guy in the presidency in the White House who I think, you know, I called him once President Me. I think he's a massive narcissist, a very shallow guy who has risen through the ranks on this left-wing ideology with guys like Jeremiah Wright and William Ayers around him, and he really he succeeded as far as you can succeed in this country on that ideology. The idea that it might be wrong or un-American or bad for people just doesn't get through to him. And so I think narcissism, you know, I was thinking about this, and it's the same in Hollywood as it is in Washington. It really is. There's no difference. Last week, something really interesting happened out here that maybe some of your listeners don't know about. They released a picture called Green Zone. I guess it was 2 weeks ago that it came out. Mm-hmm. $100 million anti-Iraq war film. After all the over a dozen anti-Iraq war films had bombed at the box office, $100 million, Matt Damon finding out that the Bush administration lied us into war, which is provably untrue, the picture tanks. It goes right down the drain. It was like shock and awe, kaboom, right? Variety, which is our showbiz trade magazine, it's our business magazine, puts out an article saying Hollywood is not going to do war pictures anymore because Americans are tired of war. It never occurred to them that we're tired of them, you know, depicting our troops as bad guys, depicting our government as evil, depicting the fight against Islamic terror as evil. It must be that we're just tired of war. That same blindness to their own motivations and their own actions and to the way the rest of us in the country feel toward them is not just true in Hollywood. It's also true in Washington, D.C., where the polls show that we're not only against this health care bill, we're against bigger government. We're against going further into debt. Something like 76, 79% of us are afraid we're going to go bankrupt. They don't care. They don't hear us because they're living in this hall of mirrors, blowing kisses at themselves, basically.
And the people will say, and I completely agree with you, people will say, though, I say this all the time, Andrew, it's about follow the money. So with the money comes the power, comes the looking in the mirrors. And until you somehow, you have to get people more involved and more acclimated to paying attention to what's happening and using their voice, because there is power. I believe there's still power in the people, because you can use that, certainly, maybe not so much with the presidential elections, but certainly on the local level and when it comes to state representation. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing that you have to stand up against is we've now got a mainstream news media that is basically fighting in the corner. It's corrupt. It's fighting in the corner of the leftist, the statist, the big state. And so when they see the people come out there, what they do to the Tea Party people, to just ordinary folks coming out there expressing their concern and expressing views that are much closer to our founders' views than those of Barack Obama, they start to categorize them as racist, as homophobes. They pick out the few, you know, there's going to be a couple of nuts in any group that big, and they pick out those few nuts and they use them to represent the whole. It's deeply offensive, deeply corrupt, deeply dishonest, and we're going to have to stand up to that kind of abuse to get our voices heard, because that, the news media, that's the hall of mirrors that they live in. That's the thing that reflects back the praise on them that they're not going to get from the rest of us.
Yeah, I get the vibe, though, through this show and through all the other things that I'm starting to watch and pay attention to, that people are really starting to feel it. Like you say, the getting labeled a Tea Party or whatever, a nut job and all that kind of stuff. But if you actually go out to some of the meetings, it's all kinds of people. I mean, it's all kinds of people that had all kinds of questions about health care, from somebody who could be a liberal Democrat to somebody who could be the most conservative of the conservatives. That's at least what I saw in two meetings, and so I thought the label was unfair. Do you feel that now where we sit in 2010, that we are seeing people even in their 20s, 30s, 40s on up, are we seeing people start to come back to paying closer attention to what's happening? It really feels like that to me.
Well, you know, the Democrats are betting that we can be bought. The Democrats are betting that what they've done with this bill is they've front-loaded the taxes, back-loaded the benefits, but they put in enough benefits so they can say, well, you're getting this, and you're getting that, and you're going to get this. Things that might be good, it may be in a smaller reform bill, they're hoping we can be bought. They're hoping what they can do to us, what they did to Europe after the last war, where they loaded them up with goodies, basically, in an economy that didn't work, didn't grow, and that became very stagnant. But the people got everything taken care of for them, and they're betting they can do that to America. I'm hoping they can. I'm praying they can. And I think that if we stand up and tell them we don't want them, if we vote them out of office, Republicans and Democrats alike, by the way, you know, if we vote out everybody who wants government to do the work that the people should do, I think they're going to have to listen because they'll be gone, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a big day for you to bring it around. You know, congratulations again for the long way home and it being optioned. I imagine you do have some friends certainly still in Hollywood. Do they take you out and celebrate?
Yeah, you know, actually, you know, things are changing in Hollywood. It's an incremental change, but a lot of it has to do with people speaking out. Guys like John Nolte over at Big Hollywood, he's been hammering the left and showing how their movies work, and all his gang on Breitbart's Big Hollywood. Guys like John Voight, the actor, who's been standing up a little bit and talking about how he feels about Obama and healthcare, you know, and it's just starting to change. We're holding them to account, and for the first time, I'm hearing filmmakers have to make excuses for their left-wing points of view. If you saw the Oscars this year, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for playing an evangelical Christian, unheard of. Avatar, which was a very anti-American, very anti-military film, got snubbed for the Oscar after making a gazillion dollars. And The Hurt Locker, which was not a pro-American film, but at least showed the military in a better light, got the Oscar. Things are changing a little bit, and possibly the optioning of The Long Way Home is part of that. I hope so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, I've been a big mouth. I've been out there. I've written in the LA Times. I've written in the Wall Street Journal, put out my opinions. It cost me. I know it cost me. But I think things are changing.
All right, Andrew, thanks. So we look forward to our next conversation down the road. Thank you.
Okay, it's great talking to you.
All right, Andrew Clavin, again, he's had some pictures already made, and now he's got another one on the way, and certainly he's not shy about his opinions. Like he said, it's probably cost him in the long run. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Blowback now that the president has signed this health care reform legislation, and it's about the constitutionality. I already mentioned this at the top of the show. 14 states filing suit after the prez signed the bill, and, you know, we're talking about money, 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 and we're talking about the burden. So this is just one of the many elements, however, that are being discussed moving forward as to what's going to happen with healthcare. Now, that's the challenging part. And ultimately, does this go all the way up to the Supreme Court? But what about the reading in between the 2,700 pages, some of the things that are going to happen that are going to change in the United States? Very excited to have our next guest on with us, because he can answer a lot of those questions, because he's an insurance expert, Dennis Wolf, who I believe does not like what we're seeing, and he can break down the bill for us for sure. Dennis, thanks for jumping on America Tonight. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much, Kate. Glad to be here.
Okay, let's just take it from just from the very basics. What, in your expertise, from an insurance point of view, what stinks about this bill that people don't realize?
Well, what people never seem to understand about insurance is that the industry itself is a reactionary industry. It only reacts to the parameters that are given in order for it to calculate what the premiums are going to be. It is not a proactive industry. If you talk to an actuary, and these people are the closet geniuses of the United States. They sit in little rooms, and they can come up with an error deviation to the minus 100,000th to the decimal point. They know exactly what costs are going to be. And they know right now that these parameters that are laid out in this legislation are going to force insurance companies to raise rates they're not going to be able to cover the costs, Kate. And that what's going to happen is that's going to force people say, I can't afford it. And then you're going to see insurance companies basically kowtowing to whatever the government wants them to do. They're essentially going to become utility companies regulated by the federal government.
Well, and how long do you think it takes for that to kick into effect? Because a lot of the elements of this bill, you're looking at 2014, 2017. Before we start to see that scenario play out, how long do you think we're looking down the road?
Well, many of the plans that are out there right now have guaranteed rates and they're locked in. And those are unilaterally controlled by the clients as long as they pay the premium. So you're looking at probably about a year for that, for the next phase. And these carriers right now are already studying this and calculating. And I expect you're going to see some pretty heavy-duty rate increases by next year, the latter part of next year. And then it's going to be Katie bar the door. And by the time this thing gets up to 212 and 213, and by the way, I don't think that Obama and the crowd that's running this country right now will not, let me see if I said this correctly, they will not let that go. They'll subsidize the insurance companies to keep those rates down because it's an election year and they want to get Obama reelected. And that's a real travesty. And what's going to happen is at that point when it all falls apart, the federal government is then prepared to enforce the public to buy insurance. Because what people don't know about this legislation, Kate, there are 16,500 IRS agents positions going to be created. Are you aware of that by any chance?
Yeah, I talked about that earlier, that they were going to pump millions into the IRS so that that was going nowhere. They have to, because they have to have enforcers to catch the people who don't have insurance.
Well, and how they're going to do that is really pretty impressive. These agents are not going to be going out there auditing people. That's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. They're going to scour every personal tax return.
Oh.
They're going to look at everyone's Schedule B, and they're going to know exactly where everybody has all their money. And so if you have no insurance because you didn't pay for it and you have claims, in order to pay those medical providers, the IRS will be contacted. They'll simply seize your, you know, your CDs or whatever's in your bank to get that paid.
Wow. So
it's pretty scary.
It is pretty scary, and I certainly knew this, but you're making me even a little more nervous the way you're stating it, Dennis. But you're right, and I think it's what people need to hear. They don't understand, because I've had people say, I've gotten angry hate mail. Why are you against this? Why don't you understand? Why don't you think that people should have health care? And I do think people should have health care, but not this way and not this bill.
No. As a matter of fact, I wrote my book. And I want to make it very clear when I mention my book that I wrote a book that described a plan that wrote me out of a career. I am not in love with being an insurance broker. I really care about helping people. My track record in the community speaks to that. The bottom line is that I believe very, very strongly that there's almost a moral obligation for this country to make sure people have access to adequate health care, because the stronger we are as a country measured by our nation's health, then we're stronger as a country for every other purpose. And we're blowing that opportunity right through the floor with this legislation. This legislation has nothing to do with health care, and anybody that thinks it does is wrong. And that's the bottom line.
Well, and the insurance industry, as you say, they're sitting there in little rooms figuring it all out, calculating. But overall, what do you think the insurance reaction is like to the Blue Crosses, the Aetnas, et cetera?
I can absolutely say I know Ron. I've known Ron Williams, the chairman of the board or the president of Aetna's Group Health Plan when he was with Blue Cross here in California. I know the whole people at Anthem Blue Cross, the ones that got nailed for this 39% rate increase on a pinpoint of a huge room's worth of rates and plans. These people, I have to tell you, are shell-shocked. They are going, how did this happen? And they don't have a way to respond to this. We're talking about catastrophic economic failure of our society because we're talking about millions of jobs and livelihoods that are going to be lost in a matter of years, that this society cannot absorb that kind of a job loss because these are highly paid people all over the country with nowhere to go.
Wow. Small businesses and these tax breaks. Ooh, tax breaks for the small businesses so then they can hire people, so then they can get insurance. Really, what does that amount to?
just lip service. The bottom line is no employer is going to pay for health insurance. They're just going to pay a fine. The small group health plans are going to be so inordinately expensive that if they don't have the better plans, they pay taxes to the government for not doing that. And they've limited the ability for people to make deductions on out-of-pocket medical expenses. This is an abomination of what true health care, and listen to these words carefully, Kate. This is an abomination to what true, quote, health care cost delivery, unquote, reform is all about. They're talking about health care reform, and that's a non-starter from the day the debate began on it. The real issue is how do you control health care costs so that when the insurance subsidizing of those costs vis-a-vis reimbursement can be made in a fair manner. And the reality is that when they start regulating the insurance companies, I'll donate $1,000 to charity of any choice of your callers that can call in and prove to me that by regulating the insurance companies, that's going to keep medical costs down. The two are mutually exclusive events. This has nothing to do with cost delivery reform.
Yeah, and you know that it's interesting in looking down the road and trying to figure this out. So if you're a family and you have young kids, if you're a family and you have people that are aging, geez, Dennis, I mean, really, what do you prepare for? If we know the catastrophe is around the corner, how do you prepare for this?
I myself am trying to figure that out, just like everybody in this country. This is a disaster. I'm not going to mince words anymore. This is outright taking us down a path of socialism and maybe worse, depending upon what other regulations they want. They want to tell people what they can eat, when they can exercise. What is this all about? This is, certainly isn't about health care. So.
Yeah, what's surprising is, to me, I guess it isn't surprising because I think what happened was this is pure politics. Okay, there's not enough votes. There's just a handful of holdouts. And then what happens is, look, you either vote for this and we get enough votes or you get nothing. You get nothing. You come to me. You're not going to get anything as the president. I'm not going to go along with any of this. Boom. I'm playing hardball. I want this to go through. And that's what it had to do with. I totally believe that this was an agenda thing and I can't have this fail on top of everything else.
I can send you offline some links to radio shows I did last fall and in the summer where I pointed out that this was all about deal crunching and backdoor deals that literally guaranteed these guys incomes for life or whatever it took to get their vote. This had nothing to do with voting for the will and representing the will of the people. The people's house has been badly compromised. I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi is just an unmitigated disaster to the political structure of this country.
Yeah. So the answer is the only safe job is to work for the government because you might have the chance of the best coverage. I don't know.
So. Yeah. The quality of care in this country is going to be so markedly diminished that within 10 years, people aren't going to recognize the system of health care delivery. I've been to Europe several times, and I've been to England and Scotland so many times I've lost count over the last three decades. And every time I go over there, as I did research and watched everything, every time the number one story on the front page of every newspaper and the lead story on the TV news was always about the corruption in the national health system. They train nurses over there, Kate. They train nurses to be qualified literally almost in the martial arts to defend themselves against angry patients in emergency waiting rooms.
And this is something that could be happening soon to us as we go down in this direction now.
Unequivocally, it's going to happen. If all you have to do, and in fact, I challenge you to go just for the fun of it. Well, it's not fun. Go to a waiting room, an emergency room on a Friday night around 2 in the morning. Just hang out for half an hour, and you'll sit there. And don't go inside because Lord knows what germs are in that room.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I've been there. I know what it's like. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I agree.
You think it's going to get – it's a rhetorical question. You think it's going to get any better?
Of course. It's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The thing that I really want people to understand is they need to get off the apathy virus. I think it's the most destructive virus in this country right now. They need to become involved, and the hardest part right now is they're going to have to think like Winston Churchill. They cannot give up, and they cannot let November come and go without voting these people out of office.
Boy, no kidding. What a way to end this. Dennis Wolf, thank you so much. The author of The Sick Solution, A Prescription for National Health. Hang with us.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG today, 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BDB A-rated business where clients come first.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours survival kits, Altima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNgear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. I think I'd freak out if this happened to me. I got to be honest, guys. But it happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know what I'm talking about? No, of course. I haven't given you the juice of this one. 1,000 bees, or so they believe 1,000 bees, a swarm of bees nonetheless. A woman went into a Michael's. You know what that is, those craft stores they have all over the country. She came out and she found thousands of bees on top of her car. People were all over the place snapping pictures. The woman's son borrowed some safety gear from a pal, removed the bees from the top of the car. I wonder what that safety gear looked like. And she was able to finally get in her car. You know, I happened to see a picture of this. It was so odd. It looked like the bees were just, I mean, in a pile just across the top of the hood of her car. What drew them to the car? I have no idea. It almost looked like one of those runners that you put on a table, a runner of bees. So, anyway, they have no clue. They have no clue what happened. All they know is that the queen bee was flying around looking for a home. She got tired, stopped to rest on top of the car. The worker bees decided to rest, and they surrounded the bee. to try to protect her. Apparently that's what they do, even if it's on top of a car. Can you imagine, Matt? I mean, seriously, you should have seen this. It really did look like one of those runners that goes on top of a table all the way across the hood of the car.
There's just tons of bees, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would be a little...
You allergic to bees?
I don't think so, but that many, if a bunch of them
well,
stung me, maybe.
Well, you should know by now.
Well, I've never had a... I've never been stung by a bee.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
You've been stung by a bee?
Multiple times.
Well, what are you doing? Are you taunting the bees that you
get
stung?
I've been stung, like, when I was a little kid, I remember I got stung in, like, the backseat of my parents' car. I remember being stung in my bedroom. I got stung driving my own car a couple of years ago. Yeah, I've been stung a couple times. Definitely probably five times or about.
Wow. That takes... The cake, I guess, much more than me. I have never been stung, never, never.
See, when you've never been stung before, that's when you got to be careful of being allergic to them.
Oh, great. I've never had mumps or measles, and now I have to add the bee thing to my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been stung, that I know of. No, no, never. Does anyone else think that's unusual? 800-259-5791. I just haven't been around a lot of bees. This is a really, in the We Can Count segment, this is a really upsetting one. Upsetting in the sense that I think this is another thing where I would just lose it, I guess, because it's probably somebody's life savings. But anyway, an 81-year-old woman in Indiana lost her money. Not because Bernie Madoff ripped her off or some other crazy thing happened. She misplaced cash. She made a withdrawal of $85,000. And she can't find it. She lost it in the parking lot somehow. So the family are just, they're hoping that someone's going to come forward to be an honest person and come up with the money. So she made this trip. She came out. She withdrew it out of her safety deposit box. She was going to use it to cover medical bills for her father. And the Medicare coverage is running out. Ugh, that just gets uglier, doesn't it? $85,000 in $100 bills. She thought that would be safe. So somewhere on the way from the vault to the car, it vanished. What do you think happened there? It vanished. They went to the cops, the whole thing. She's upset, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is a very sad, sad tale. And still, I've checked before we went on the air, no happy ending at this point. At this point, anyway, right? Okay. Here's another one for you in We Can Count. Boy, I like it when we're talking about low numbers. Low numbers when you're talking about bills or spending money on cell phones or whatever the latest gadgets are, because usually the numbers are astronomical, aren't they? I've asked a lot of people lately, I'm doing this little poll on how much they spend on their cell phone. Between your cell phone and if you get cable, you know, if this healthcare thing is so over the top that our premiums are going up to 49%, we're all going to have to take up singing or something else because we're not going to be able to afford our wireless things. We're not going to be able to afford it. So here's the thing. Wireless carriers are starting to require pretty expensive plans for the users, you know, the texting, the whole thing. And there is a plan. I happened to see this. Maybe it was on CNBC or wherever. It's called Cricket, and it's a pay-as-you-go wireless carrier operated by Leap Wireless. They're going to offer a $30 a month unlimited nationwide talk and text plan. That's incredibly low. And it's going to be available in 125 cities across the 50 states. So that's pretty much, by my count, at least $10 cheaper than any other prepaid plan, unlimited plan anyway, because it's unlimited, that I can think of. Metro PCS, you've heard of them, they do a lot of commercials. They have a $40 a month plan, and TracFone Wireless Straight Talk is a $45 a month plan, but most, you know, T-Mobile, all the others that are just a little bit higher than that. Matt, I think we've talked about this before. I mean, you're under $50, aren't you?
Actually, I changed the cell phone I use, so now I have a different data plan and everything. So I'm probably around $60-$65 a month now.
But you get texting, unlimited, all that whole thing.
Unlimited texting, unlimited data.
Unlimited calls?
Pretty much, because I don't call as much as I used to just because of all the texting I do. And so I have unlimited nights and weekends and like 500 daytime minutes, and since I normally work at night and I'm sleeping during the day,
yeah,
it kind of works out.
All right, that's a good way to do it. I have just, I'm like, all you can eat, I have the all you can eat plan, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the amount of money you spend on it. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and sometime we're going to do a segment, the things you wish you didn't have to get. Like, you get a computer, so you go through the whole rigmarole, you get it hooked up, you sign up, you get the internet, the whole deal, but you have to have an internet carrier, so then you got to pay for that. On top of that, you have to have security because somebody's going to try to hack into your account, steal everything you bloody own, and send all these worms and things into your computer. So then you have to have a security thing where you pay up. In a way, it's amazing the jobs probably that have been created as a result of this technical error, this technology error anyway, that we live in. Here's a follow-up, and this has nothing to do with We Can Count. That wraps We Can Count, but the California State Medical Board is going to ask a judge to prevent Dr. Conrad Murray from practicing medicine in Cali while he's being prosecuted. You know why he's being prosecuted? He was Michael Jackson's doctor, one of them anyway. So they're going to go after him pretty hard, it seems. They're going to argue that Murray was reckless in giving Jackson dangerous drugs and demonstrated a lack of judgment, and that should stop him from practicing medicine. They did refuse the prosecution. The L.A. County judge refused a prosecution request to suspend his California medical license as a term of his bond last month. But he did also order him not to use any anesthesia on patients, which is what the guy does for a living. So that pretty much rendered him useless there. So this medical board is huge. That hearing's set for April 5th, and they're going to ask the judge to restrict the license until, as I said right at the top of this, the whole thing is over. Just to refresh you, he pled not guilty to a single charge of involuntary manslaughter in Jackson's June 25th, 2009 death. He was freed on $75,000 bond. See, this is a big case of CYA. No doubt he cared for Jackson, but was just a sycophant who gave him whatever he wanted. It's like you think of Elvis Presley and you think of others that have had the same kind of people around him, a bad posse member, and that's what happened there, my friends. Send me your emails, your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going home, no.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit!
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.